Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, so it's the beginning of a new week, and that means a new topic as well. Now, these challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even if you're living a really busy lifestyle. So to do that, we have a rhythm that we follow every week. Every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week that we'll be exploring. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we take a day for prayer and reflection. Saturdays, a day of rest. And Sundays, a day for community, especially Christian community. We have a brand new Christian church community that meets in Ajax every 2 weeks on Sunday mornings. Visit RedeemerAjax.ca to see how this online community is becoming an in-person community as well. Now, right now, we're working through a series called Epic, stories from the Old Testament part of the Bible, where we're trying to understand how they each fit into one great big story, one big epic narrative. Now, life doesn't always go according to plan. I know for me, when I just finished high school, I had a certain plan for my life. I was going to go to boot camp and join the armed forces, and I'd get a free education at the Royal Military College as a result. That was the plan. And 9 years of my life were completely figured out according to that plan. I didn't have to do any thinking about it. I knew I would have 4 years of school, 5 years of guaranteed work afterwards. There was a plan. Unfortunately, life doesn't go according to plan, and that plan all fell apart. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but it was a really disappointing and frustrating time in my life, as I just didn't know what came next, why this had happened, how things had gone so wrong. In the moment, I'd never have said that I would sign up for this experience. It wasn't a good one. I didn't know what was coming next. I was a little lost in life. But looking back on it today, I can see how that experience is part of who I am now. I can look at good things that have happened in my life, and I don't see how they would have happened had my life taken that path. I look back on it and I can see that even though it wasn't a good situation, it wasn't something I wanted to be part of, in the end, I think God was able to redeem it. God was able to find value and make worth in it regardless. God redeems all kinds of bad situations in life. Mine wasn't a huge deal. I know people who've been through much worse and are going through much worse. But it's interesting the impact it can have on one's relationship with God. Two of the very best preachers I know and respect have both been through really serious illnesses, either themselves or in one of their children. Is it a coincidence they're such strong preachers with such strong convictions about their faith? I don't think so. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. There's been a pattern through history and through the lives of people today of God redeeming the bad, the frustrating, the truly horrible situations in life. Now, redemption, there's a term that we might not use every day. If we do, though, it might have something to do with redeeming gift cards or coupons. But it's a theological term as well. Just in layman's terms, I'd say redemption means when you release the value in something that's been all locked up. You take a gift card as an example, just a piece of plastic. But if you bring it to the right store, you make a purchase, you will release the value that's in that card. You redeem it. Or maybe you've used the expression of somebody's redeeming quality. They're generally a nasty person, but they have one redeeming quality, is the way that you might put it. It's that one quality that releases the value in that human being. They are a person of value. They are a person with worth. It's hard to see it sometimes until you see that one quality and it releases all that value for the rest of the world to see. Of course, our app, Redeem the Commute, is named very intentionally. It's all about redeeming what feels like lost time in your life. If the commute feels like the low point of your day, wasted time, part of a wasted life, then our hope is that our app, our content, is going to help you redeem that lost time and make it worth something. Find value in it. Well, this week we'll see some redemption in a story from the Old Testament part of the Bible, in the story of Joseph. Yes, the one with the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, that Joseph. We're going to be hearing his story. We're going to be seeing how even though it was a story filled with a lot of low points, God was able to redeem it all the same. But first, why don't you think about your own life and where redemption has been found in your life? Here's your question for today. Have you ever looked back at a bad situation and found some redemption? Share that story with someone else or with a group if you've been meeting with one regularly. Well, have a great discussion, great time sharing your stories. I hope it's an introduction to the rest of our week's challenges with whoever you share your story with. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.